I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's a new chief at the U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom. The appointment brings to light the countries known for vicious persecution, places like Eritrea. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says, as if to underscore that, there's been a new wave of arrests.
There's been about 200 Christians who have been incarcerated in military camps. That includes 39 students who had just completed the training for military and for schooling, and they were not allowed to go forward. Instead, they were arrested because of their Christian beliefs.
The church is still growing. Believers need strength. Will you pray? Next, electrocution, arrests, and beatings. Vietnamese government authorities are saying they can make it stop if Bao denies his God. Bao is a new Christian, and after he was baptized, his own brother had him arrested. According to Voice of the Martyrs contacts, Bao has recently been released from prison but was fined $200. Pray Bao's faithfulness in Christ will cause others to ask, who is this God he serves? And less than half of the kids in Indonesia make it to secondary school. Dale Dielman with Worldwide Christian Schools says they launched an educational care program last month to train teachers in Southeast Asia.
The emphasis is not so much on how to teach math better or science or language arts, but it's on Christian education, how to be an effective Christian in the classroom, and how to bring the compassion and love of Christ to your students, to the families they represent.
Pray for this program to encourage Christian teachers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News during the Wake Me Up summer campaign. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.